None of these cross-eyed mouth breathers deserve to hear this voice.
I guess I'll just try and take over the world.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
It's a pile of trash.
Back on Turnbuckle Trash with Chris Evans. There's some other news going on in the world of professional wrestling. Today, it has been announced that Impact Wrestling has just signed a contract with a new developmental territory. Ohio Valley Wrestling will now be where they're going to be looking for new talent at Ohio Valley Wrestling. Now, Ohio Valley Wrestling has new ownership. If you're an old-time wrestling fan, you know that Ohio Valley is basically where people like Randy Orton, John Cena, who else started off there? Batista, they were all there at one time or another. But there's new ownership, so a new direction. That owner, the owner of Ohio Valley Wrestling, Al Snow.
Now, someone else owned Ohio Valley Wrestling before Al did. And he's part owner.
Right.
Can you name him?
The Nightmare Danny Davis?
That's one.
Okay.
Who's the second?
I don't know right offhand.
Well, he's your favorite manager and mine too, Jim Cornette.
Jim Cornette used to be owner of that? Part owner?
Part owner. And then after the WWE bought them out and took all the rights, then they both got out of it. I don't know if Danny Davis is still in Ohio Valley or not.
Yeah, I don't know. I just read this today about Al Snow, and I thought Al Snow was brilliant in his days in the ECW, so he was my favorite ECW wrestler. So that's going to be interesting to see how that's going to impact Impact Wrestling. I kind of got a little bit angry by a Facebook post today, and it wasn't the guy who posted it, but it was just the results of it. Been hearing the rumors that the Good Brothers are not going to be re-signed by... They just never got a push when they were in the WWE. Not a proper push, as far as I'm concerned.
No, they were buried about the time they got there. I mean, yeah, Gallows and Anderson, I mean, they were... as soon as they came into the WWE, I mean, I thought they were going to give them a push the first time we saw them, and then all of a sudden, they just drifted off into Neverland. And
you know, they were part of the Balor Club for about, a cup of coffee maybe. And then they went over to SmackDown and did nothing. I loved watching. I would love to see the revival and the Good Brothers go at it, Gallows and Anderson, because they're both two old-style tag teams, and I think it would be a fun match.
Sorry to see these two go, but we all knew it was going to happen eventually.
Yeah, we did. So
we all knew it was, because they weren't getting the push. They only got one set of tag team titles, and that was it. And then they just said, forget it.
Yeah.
It just wasn't working anymore.
Yeah, so let's see. The Good Brothers, the Authors of Pain. Who else has been buried by them? Sanity. Every time they call up some tag team, they just bury them for some reason. And it just, I'm sorry, creative. I love tag team wrestling. You guys don't know what to do with tag teams. I'll guarantee
you.
No,
they don't. They don't know what to do with tag team wrestling anymore. I mean, Vince doesn't like tag team wrestling. He's never been a fan. But they've got some tremendous tag teams now in the WWE, but they just don't know what to do with them anymore.
I go back to the Hell in a Cell tag team match between the Usos and the New Day. Oh, my word. What a great match. That was an incredible, incredible match. I think it was in 2016. That's what tag team wrestling to me can be, is what they did in Hell in a Cell. Incredible. One of the best matches I've ever seen. So it's just a shame.
I'll agree with that.
Yeah. And then there's some news. Remember Adam Rose and the Rosebuds?
Oh, yeah.
And then the push he got because they did a big story on him on ESPN talking about his son who was ill. And then he ran into some issues. Well, now he is announced his official retirement from the ring. That was also announced today. So, I think a great talent that was misused by the WWE, and it was just too bad he couldn't catch on with doing something else.
And these are supposed to be your next world champions or intercontinental or tag team. And then the next time you see them, they're almost like a bum on a street corner holding up a sign asking for money.
Yeah.
I mean, it's bad when you can't keep your talent like it's supposed to be, or treat your talent like it's supposed to be treated. Now they're going to go off to greener pastures, and who can that be? So, I mean, it's TNA or Ring of Honor, or it's going to be New Japan.
Yeah.
I know where Gallows and Anderson will end up. They'll end up back in New Japan.
And they'll be returning as heroes, because they were huge over there. So
WWE, thank you for ruining a wonderful tag team, and thank you for ruining all the wrestlers that you have brought in to make big stars, and all they've done is a big flop.
Ring of Honor had their 17th anniversary pay-per-view in Las Vegas, and we have new tag team champions because PCO and Brody King. PCO, they defeated in a Las Vegas street fight the Briscoes.
I heard that was a heck of a match, and I didn't get to see the match, but the Briscoes are one of the best tag teams in the business right now. I like the Briscoe brothers. Those guys could tear up. I'm surprised they haven't been called up to a major organization, but now I don't think they'll ever leave Ring of Honor. They can't. If they ever lose the Briscoes, Ring of Honor will just never be the same ever again. Oh. But who knows? Or maybe time for the Briscoes to hang it up.
Yeah, they might just take a little break and then come back. PCO and Brody King are part of Villain Enterprises, and so I think that's going to be around for a while. Then I want to give a little shout out to two competitors who are basic AAA competitors and CCL competitors, and they just have so much talent. One is called Roosh. Now, it is spelled Rush, R-U-S-H, but if you see the name Rush as far as a competitor, it is pronounced Roosh, and he took on Bandido. These two guys can go. They are incredible performers, and Roosh did defeat Bandido, both of them big stars in the making. The world title match between Jay Lethal and Matt Taven, who Matt Taven also had his own world title belt that he had made, and Lethal did win and actually destroyed that belt on a TV taping a couple of weeks ago. New women's champion for ROH is Atwani. I can't pronounce her name. She's a Japanese competitor. She defeats Kelly Klein, the gatekeeper. Kelly Klein is a name you need to keep an eye out, too. World title match for the television. Jeff Cobb defeated Shane Taylor. Two huge men that both can really move. Jeff Cobb is a Samoa Joe type. He is from the islands, so he's got that look, but he can go. He is their television title. And the villain, Marty Scurll, defeated Kenny King in Kenny's hometown of Las Vegas.
Oh, wow.
So we're looking at a lot of things going on as we get ready for the road to WrestleMania in New York City on April 6th. New Japan and ROH are going to have their G1 Supercard show. That's going to be taking place at Madison Square Garden. That's WrestleMania weekend. So there's a lot of stuff going on in New York for professional wrestling during WrestleMania weekend. So, what do you think about this situation going on with Kurt Angle?
Not really happy about what they've done. I don't like how they're doing it. Of all the people in the back, of all the people that this man has faced, you're picking Baron Corbin. I don't like it. Don't like it at all. And never will. I thought it should have been John Cena.
But could they have done a storyline with that? I mean, this is, I understand why. I'm not necessarily saying it's going to be a great match. I understand why they did that instead of bringing Cena back. Could they have turned Cena heel for one match or just had him go at it in a scientific match? I don't know, but at least this one has that element of the good guy versus the bad guy. And that's the reason I like it, because what Baron Corbin has done to Kurt Angle in the past year.
I mean, Kurt Angle, his time is up now, and he is looking really frail. You can tell that he's in a lot of pain. You can tell that he's not the same person he used to be. Kurt was a heck of a wrestler in the ring, great competitor. I mean, but of all the people, Baron Corbin, when I heard it on Raw and he said, there's only one person I want to face, and I figured, oh, great, here it comes. Here comes Cena. Then he said Baron Corbin, and I think the mood just went out. The air went out of the room when he said it.
Oh, yeah. The internet has been all over. People have been very upset. I understand it. I can't say I dislike it. I can't say that I like it. I more understand what they're going for with this booking. So, but I can't say I dislike it. But I also can't say I like it, if that makes sense, you know, so.
Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, I understand everybody's views of it. It should have been this person, should have been that person. But the WWE has the reason why they want to do what they're doing, and that's okay if that's how they want to end this legend's career, because hopefully they let Kurt win the match. But you never know with WWE. They do some strange ordeals, but...
But
is
it ever over for a professional wrestler? I mean, look at Jerry Lawler in his 70s performing. Look at Terry Funk still performs occasionally. Is mm-hmm. it ever really over?
No, it's what they call, what was it? Jim Cornette called it the sickness, or someone called it the sickness. Oh, Roddy Piper, he called it the sickness. It's always in your blood, and you can never get rid of professional wrestling in you. I mean, your body will always tell you that you need to get rid of it, because you'll end up like a pretzel, twisted up, and you can't do nothing. But no, I mean, you're right. Look at Jerry the King Lawler, still wrestling after a heart attack and a stroke. Look at Bill Dundee, still wrestling. Yeah, it's never over, but with Kurt Angle, with all the neck injuries, the broken neck, the drug addiction.
Now you didn't say it right. Broken
freaking neck. Sorry about that.
Okay.
Yes. Let's get that right now. And then you got all the drug addiction, all the pills and everything the man's been on, then losing his wife to another professional wrestler. Yeah, the man's had a storybook career, and it could be wrote like a Stephen King novel. But, I mean, I wish him all the luck. And if this is going to be his final hoorah, I hope he goes out with a bang, and he needs to, because that's what Kurt deserves.
Yeah, he does. He deserves a lot. My favorite Kurt Angle memory, though, is him doing comedy when he had that little cowboy hat on.
Oh, my gosh.
That was so funny. I thought. And then Edge with the signs talking about, I'm an idiot, I'm stupid. That was funny stuff. So, but anyway, that's coming up. Then I want to ask you about two other matches before I let you go.
Okay.
On Monday Night Raw, Sasha Banks and Bayley came out talking about how they were going to take on anybody and anybody at any time. And then comes out Natalya Neidhart with the Glamazon, Beth Phoenix. Beth says she wants to wrestle for that tag team championship, and they kind of set it up for WrestleMania. They had a match between Sasha and Natalie, and out comes Nia Jax.
Yeah, and then there was so much backlash from after what she did on Twitter. It was brutal. It was very brutal. When she came out and she started saying all these things, and then after Raw had went off the air, then on Twitter, they roasted Nia Jax like crazy. So,
but I'm just going to say this. It's Twitter.
Yeah.
Why do we take it seriously?
Because the world has turned into a social media frenzy. And that is what our society is now. We have a bunch of keyboard Rambos, and I hope the people that are listening to this agree with me. There are nothing but a bunch of keyboard Rambos that hide in their mom and daddy's basement and make fun of people, and they don't know what they're talking about. Get outside, read a book, and learn life. thank you. This has been my public service announcement for the day.
You got to remember, this wasn't Nia saying her personal feelings necessarily.
Yeah.
It was lines. This is a performance. Mm-hmm. Enjoy the performance. I get so sick of social media sometimes because people, like you said, they're the keyboard Rambos, and they decide they want to do all the name calling. And that's, if somebody wants to disagree with me on what I say, please disagree. Have at it. But don't resort to calling me an idiot, or don't call me names, okay? Because you're not going to win that war. I just get tired of the social media because of that. So, I was going to ask you about that with Beth Phoenix, because are they setting up a triple threat, or maybe even a fatal four-way tag team match at WrestleMania? Think about what the Iconics have been doing on SmackDown. I'm thinking four-way.
I'm thinking that as well for the tag team titles. I believe it could happen. Let me ask you this. Are you excited that they have a women's title division?
Yes. I love it.
I don't know what it is. I don't know what it could be. I mean, yeah, it's great that they're having a women's division. I like it a little bit, but you know me. I mean, I can find the weirdest things that I like. I don't know. The tag team titles, they look good. They're nice titles. They look good on the girls. But the tag team division in WWE on the women's side, I mean, the women put on a heck of a show, but the tag team, I just don't know. I don't know what it is.
I like it because I just, like I've said, I love tag team wrestling. I wish it would have happened a few years ago when Lay Cool was out tag teaming.
Oh, yes.
And then with, on the opposite side, and TNA Impact, when they had the Beautiful People. Oh, I thought they were so much fun. It's brand new. I mean, what, they've had the title for one pay-per-view? Give it time. Give it time. That's all I got to say. And then the Iconics will add just a little levity to the situation for WrestleMania. I think Fatal 4-Way could be coming up. Let's move on. We've all had these discussions about old-time wrestlers coming back. And this one is Triple H versus Batista. Dave Batista, Drax the Destroyer, in a no-holds-barred match at WrestleMania.
Yes, let's see if the Guardians of the Galaxy can take down the Chaperone.
Oh boy, that's an obscure reference to that Triple H straight to DVD movie, huh?
Let's see if Drax and the Destroyer can take on the Chaperone. This is supposed to be a no holds barred match. There's going to be another stipulation to it. Now, I'm gonna say this: if Batista beats Triple H, Triple H has to retire.
Could be. I'm just going to say, dirtiest player in the game. Okay.
Wow. Yeah, and he's already had his other surgery, so maybe he'll be ready by WrestleMania.
Yeah, he has been cleared to take bumps.
Yeah, but he had another surgery yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah, Flair had surgery Monday in Charlotte. I don't know what it was for, but he had to go in for something. I guess he was trying to have his hair replanted into his head. I don't know what it was. Maybe his vocal cords needed to be readjusted so he can do his woo.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what it could be, but yeah, I think he would probably interfere, but who knows whose side he's going to be on? Could it be on? Maybe it's all the ruse for Batista, or it could be that the 70-year-old man will come out and do his little chop and dance around like a chicken with his head cut off. Maybe he'll bleed a little bit. He can become the Red Rooster. Sorry, Terry Taylor.
Well, that's another obscure reference. Yeah. Anyway, you know, I think it's going to be fun. What I would like to do is go over with you just real quickly that we have, less than 3 weeks now to get to WrestleMania. What I would like to do on our next Turnbuckle Trash, I would like to go over the people that are going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame, get yes. your opinions and Zane's opinions, and we'll kind of look at their careers. And then we'll set up maybe a match-by-match prediction of 17 matches for WrestleMania. 17! And kind of get our predictions, and then that will be right before WrestleMania. How about that?
Well, my question to you is, are you going to be able to stay up all the way through WrestleMania, because you got to get up early in the morning?
I don't know there, feller, but I'm going to give it a good old college try. If I get plenty of snacks, if I can get my wife to cook me some of those little Smokies wrapped in bacon, yeah, I think I can do it. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That sounds real good.
Oh,
that
it is good. Really good. Yeah.
I'll send you some Porky's ribs. That'll get you going.
That'll do
Porky's
that.
Ribs.
Yeah.
Yep. Send you some Porky's ribs.
Okay. Well, Chris, thanks so much for taking time out of your day. And the next time we'll talk, we'll be on the road to WrestleMania, okay?
All right. Let's see if we can get that truck started and we can head on to the road.
Zane's up next. We'll discuss more about the road to WrestleMania. And who is Clive? And yes, he does owe me money. It's all next on Turnbuckle Trash.
I like to hurt people.
Woo! Okay, now I want a foot fight. You understand? I want a fair fight and a foot fight. No biting, no hair pulling, and no hitting below the belt.
And there goes that fantasy, man.
We're here.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
Turnbuckle Trash. Now back to professional wrestling, or as they say on the radio, now back to our story.
Now, can you do it more like how they would do it in NPR? Like, put some NPR music right here and, like... I'm ready.
Next, on NPR, back to our story about professional wrestling. This is NPR.
But could you say it like, this is Turnbuckle Trash?
Okay, I shall. This is Turnbuckle Trash. You're such an easy mark, man.
I don't know why it's so dang funny. It's so stupid.
Hey.
It's so funny. It's great.
Have you got your composer yet?
Welcome back to Radio City Music Hall, Dave.
Up next. Now, there is some good news here, okay? Are you
okay,
ready?
Okay.
Okay, get your composer. We're back to professional wrestling here. WrestleMania. I remember last year down Rocky Mountain Way. Thank you, Joe Walsh. But we were talking about how we were angry because they weren't going to be doing the Andre the Giant Battle Royal anymore.
Yeah.
Remember, then they added it back at the last minute.
Yeah.
Well, now it's coming back. They're already announcing it's going to be held this year. And the Monster Among Men has already said he will be part of that, part of the pre-show once again.
So, let me see.
Do you care?
Okay. Here's an opinion piece from Sportskeeda. Sportskeeda?
Yeah, Sportskeeda, Kida, whatever.
And it's an op-ed, right? Is that the right term in the media? Don't they call it an op-ed?
It's called an op-ed piece, yes.
An op-ed. Opinion. Has the WWE ruined Braun Strowman?
Yes.
Just about a year ago, Braun Strowman was one of the hottest stars in the WWE, which we've talked about on this program, Turnbuckle Trash. Yes, this is Turnbuckle Trash. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, you know, all that crap. The Monster Among Men won the Tag Team Battle Royale all by himself, would feud with the Bar and the Raw Tag Team. For the Raw Tag Team Championship at WrestleMania 35, which he would win with a 9-year-old kid, Nicholas.
They ruined him.
Many believe that Strowman would be the next big thing in the company, especially after the mega push he was given over the last few years. The monster feud with Roman Reigns in 2017 saw him rise to superstardom, and the overpouring fan support forced the WWE to turn the monster face later. And it goes on and on and on to talk about how Strowman, they ruined him.
Well, you and I have discussed this, and I agree that they ruined it, and they ruined him last year. Last year was the year for Strowman to go against Brock Lesnar.
It really was. Before he went out for his elbow surgery. And then when he took that time off for the elbow surgery, everybody forgot about him.
Right. And then when they did that stupid thing with Nicholas. Sorry, Nicholas. You were put in a no-win situation. But that last year was the time for him. And I don't know whether he can regain that type of momentum. If you looked at him this time, this past Monday night, when he was part of that tag team with Finn Balor, and how he was looking at Bobby Lashley, who is now the IC champion, is that going to be the matchup this year? Is he going to be part of a matchup besides the Battle Royal with Bobby Lashley for the IC title?
That wouldn't hurt my feelings. I kind of wish. I think Bobby Lashley's been another missed mark. I mean,
exactly.
You know, we've got ice. Rewind. I'll bet you listen to the show from half a year, 8 months, 9 months ago, and you'll probably hear me saying that the next WrestleMania, I swore on my life it would have been Bobby Lashley versus Brock Lesnar.
Should have been
in a no disqualification match. I mean, for hell's sakes, they should have set up the octagon and let those two bare knuckle it in the ring. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I mean, just go to town. But I think it's another missed mark.
And I totally agree with you 100,000%, because what are we doing now? Talking about Brock Lesnar, who I'm so over, I don't even want to say his name sometimes. And I actually put that on a Facebook page that I couldn't even write his name because I was so bored with him. And I had about 10 likes on that. But anyway, looking back at last year, that they missed the mark there. And then they missed SummerSlam. It should have been Brock and Bobby Lashley. They could have done that sometime this year. And it would have been great. It would have been fantastic. When Lashley was the face, when he's going around, I love you. I love you. My sisters, I love you.
I just want to say hello to my sisters. Kathy, Jessica, Francis, I love you.
That would have been the perfect time for him to go against Brock. Mm-hmm. Brock could have been making fun of him at that time. You know, there's a million things they could do. They've already missed the mark. And I don't know if they can get it back.
I don't see Lashley being very happy with his situation in the WWE either. It wouldn't surprise me at all if he went back to Impact. He seemed to be, and I don't know. I know Bobby Lashley's great uncle's stepson, Clive, and he told me that Bobby was a lot happier in TNA.
Okay, it's Clive, good old Clive, huh?
Yeah, old Clive, yeah.
I know, yeah. Clive, he's my band. He owes me money.
Does he really?
Yeah, Clive owes me money.
$5 that you lent him back in 1984?
It was 50 bucks.
Was it?
How much? It was 50, man.
That's with inflation.
Yeah.
Anyways, just a speculation, okay? Am I allowed to speculate on this program?
Yes, you are.
Okay, good. Because that's just a speculation that it seemed like Bobby Lashley was how would be the right way to put it? He seemed like he was a more into his character, I guess you'd say.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, just a thought.
I see him enjoying this character a little bit.
Yeah.
I think he embraces the heel a little bit better. I don't know why they tried to make him a face.
I love you.
He doesn't look like a face. And that's nothing derogatory. I think he just plays the heel role better.
Yeah, I agree. And like I said, I'm just speculating. I'm just going off what Clive told me.
The man owes me money. I'm going to take it out of his hat.
You're going to have to figure out a way to get over that, Dave. Clive's not going to pay you back.
Can I sue him? Can I say bad things about him on Facebook?
Yes. Yes. Hashtag Clive.
We're going to have to start that. Clive Lashley.
You can put that as the heading for this podcast. Who is Clive? Find out today on Turnbuckle Trash.
That's what we're going to do. Excuse me, I'm about to cry here. It's funny. Oh. But I love my sisters. Back to seriousness again. I really do think you're on the mark, and I think Sportskeeda is on the mark. They've ruined Braun. They've ruined Brock. They've ruined Braun. And they've ruined Bobby. I think they've even ruined Brock for me. I mean, just the persona, him not being there, I could care less about him. I don't even care. I might not even watch that match. I just don't care at this point.
Like I said, after yesterday, I was digging it a little bit. I was digging it a little bit. Maybe that was just because of Paul Heyman was there, and you know he always does a good job talking.
Oh, he's the best. He's the best.
But I don't know. But even Paul's getting a little. He needs some time off TV too. He's getting the same old rhetoric over and over and over again. Yeah. So.
Not good old Brock. Lesnar. But we're only a few weeks away from WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And then we've got some exciting news about the Devotion Championship Wrestling in Salt Lake City.
On to the Indies, baby.
The Indies. Yeah, because they're having May the 4th be with you on May the 4th. Can you imagine all the geeks out there dressed in their Star Wars? For that, so I'll probably dress in my Star Wars. But they're going to be bringing in an ROH competitor to perform that night. It's going to be Cheeseburger.
You like him, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I watched him in a really good feud with Bully Ray on ROH. He's performed in Japan. He's a very thin, skinny performer. But he's got some good moves, and the crowd loves him. Crowd gets into the man. So I'm looking forward, and I do plan on being there on May the 4th.
Huh. Guess what, dude?
What's that?
Maybe I'll meet you there.
That would be fun.
Do you think?
It would be a blast.
Are you going to bring your microphone?
I will.
And we'll be like, and you can be like, joining us live at Devotion Championship Wrestling.
Live with Turnbuckle Trash at Turnbuckle Trash and Devotion Championship Wrestling. Manny Lemons is in the ring right now with Tom Chad. Tom Chad's eating a pineapple. Can I tell you something personal about Tom Chad? He doesn't like bacon.
What the hell did you just say?
Tom Chad does not care for bacon. I had dinner with him one night, bought him a burger, and he didn't want bacon. Can you believe that?
There are times when fans are not supposed to storm the ring. But I feel that this bacon situation has I'm at a loss for words right now.
Tom's going to have a blast with this. You have been warned, Tom Chad. We're bringing bacon to the ring.
Was he born in communist China or what?
He must be a liberal. Oh, that's terrible, Tom. I'm only serious. So, that's coming up. And you want some more indie news?
Yeah.
Championship Wrestling from Hollywood recently competed their They call it the Percy Pringle III Cup. It's a competition where the winner gets a championship match. And Bateman was the winner this year. Bateman is an interesting character. He's kind of thin, tall, but he is a heck of a performer. Kind of like Cheeseburger, about that same type of build, maybe a little bit more muscular. Crowd really gets into him. It's kind of a dark character. So congratulations to Bateman.
Now, is it Tyler Bateman?
No, just Bateman is what he goes by. Yeah. A very good performer in championship wrestling from Hollywood. And don't forget, coming up in May, Las Vegas, All Elite, Double or Nothing. Did I tell you what my birthday present's going to be because it's around that time?
What?
I've already asked my wife. My birthday present this year is I'm purchasing that pay-per-view so I can watch it.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Well, that's kind of cool.
I know. I mean, I can only have so many Batman figures at my house.
Yeah, you do have a few.
Oh, yeah, and I've got a few wrestling figures, too, so.
Well, you know, the worst thing I could do is associate with you because my wrestling collection figure of me, I live vicariously through my child.
Uh-huh.
So every time there's stuff on clearance at Walmart, I've got to buy you one and me one. So.
Oh, yeah.
And here I thought I was getting rid of my wrestling figures by giving them to you, but
yeah.
I've since got more.
Yeah.
No, I won't. It's going to take me a while to get up to where you are.
Well, I've got like 3 bins full right now that I'm getting ready to put back up because we've done some remodeling at the house.
Oh.
And maybe what we can do is when you're here, we'll do a little Facebook Live. We'll show the wrestling collection on Facebook Live. How about that?
We could do that.
We'll make the plan. We'll do a Facebook Live, and we'll show off the wrestling collection of Dave Denton at my house.
So I like it.
That'll force me to get it ready by the time you're here, because I'm taking my time with this. So
it's okay because it's got to be perfect.
Why, yes.
You know, Dave, you have to strive for perfection.
Well, I am the reflection of perfection.
And you are the women's pet and the men's regret.
I am too hot to handle, too cold to hold.
Wow.
I am too fat to be where it's at.
You know, Dave, you're so fat that Thanos had to snap twice to get you to disappear.
Maybe 3 times.
That was mean. I'm sorry.
That
Dave.
Was mean of you.
You're pleasantly plump or husky. Did you know that MC Hammer pants are coming back?
Oh, no. Give me a break.
Oh, yeah, dude.
The ones that look like hefty bags?
I work on a college campus.
Oh, yeah, yes, you do.
I see all the hip, cool, new stuff, and I'm not going to lie. It kind of makes me want to throw up a little bit in my mouth.
Well, let me tell you this. One of the guys that's on our Turnbuckle Trash page, his name is Jim Valentine. Now, Jim lives back in Tennessee. I worked with him at WTPR in Paris. He used to wear those MC Hammer pants all the time. And every time he would come in, I'd say, now, Jim, modeling the latest in hefty wear.
Hefty wear.
Hefty, hefty, hefty.
Wasn't that an advertisement for a trash bag?
Yes. And John Cena now does their commercials.
Oh, does he?
Yes, he does.
How does he do that? When you can't see him.
But he comes out, they do the hefty bags and all that, and the women go,
huh. How can you do that when you can't see him?
Oh, you're being clever now.
Just real excited for, you know, some of the stuff that's coming up. You know, it's, as I say every time, it is a great time to be a professional wrestling fan.
Yes, it is.
Lots of stuff in the pipeline for Turnbuckle Trash. You know, we... had some really good interviews the last month. We've made a lot of progress on the website and the social media things.
And you've been working hard on some. We can't announce what you've been working on, but if it works out, it's very exciting. Very exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's going to be exciting, I hope. Get some things nailed down and further the progress of Turnbuckle Trash.
Yes. And now we're looking forward to another episode or another season of The Miz and Mrs. Starting in April. I can't wait. I love that show.
Oh, you know what, Dave? We better discuss this real quick before we get off the air. Breaking news.
Okay, let me do this. Live from the newsroom of Turnbuckle Trash, breaking news with Zane Peterson.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you very much for that introduction. I'm here to tell you today that we've got breaking news coming down the pipeline right now from the back dark places of the interweb. We have just learned that Brie Bella declares she is fully retired.
Yay! From around the world, across the nation, and up your street, more breaking news. Are you ready for my breaking news? The Bellas has their lowest viewership, total Bellas, on ETV this past week.
They're kind of not relevant anymore.
Yeah, that's true. They're losing their relevance. So.
Yeah, I think they've pissed a lot of people off in the last little while. You know, with her, what's her bucket, cheating on Cena with that Dancing with the Stars guy. I mean, listen to us Hollywood gossip people right here. You never knew that you could get Hollywood gossip on Turnbuckle Trash.
Who ran for Hollywood?
Dave, this is like a one-stop shop for everybody.
Hollywood.
Dave, you're still singing. I was getting passionate, and you're still singing.
I'm passionate about my singing. And if Clive would give me my money.
Well, you're just going to have to get over that.
Who is Clive?
One-stop shop, Dave. Turnbuckle Trash, your source for professional wrestling, breaking Hollywood news, pop culture, DC Comics. I mean, you name it.
You name it. We know it right here because it's why we get paid the not-so-big bucks.
Yes, that is why we record in the basements of our houses.
Well, I'm in the kitchen of mine.
Oh, are you?
Yes.
I'm in the basement of mine. Well, sure. It's sure been a really wonderful, wonderful time with you on Turnbuckle Trash tonight, Dave. And as we look forward to the road to WrestleMania, hopefully we will soon be shifting into Overdrive. And looks like things are getting exciting. So do we have any more? We're pretty much done. Are we done with pay-per-views or WrestleMania is only, what is it, only two weeks away, two, 3 weeks away?
Yeah, I think it's 3 weeks away, yeah.
A lot can happen in 3 weeks.
You know what I just did?
What?
I just opened up my phone and there's a text from you with a picture of John Cena's shoes. They are tiny. Good one, my man. Good one. Really, John Cena shoes. Never give up. Yeah, that's going to wrap things up for this edition of Turnbuckle Trash.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
Those guys look big and mean. I think they want to hurt us.
What do you call that, a flying springboard knee to the face?
Oh, that works.
I like to hurt people.
Pretending to wrestle is the most fun in the whole world.
The thoughts and opinions heard on the preceding program are not necessarily those of an intelligent human being. If you don't agree with them, get your own dang pod.
Dummy.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. And in the immortal words of Ric Flair, woo!
I just ate my lunch and I'm about to lose it.
So that's going to be interesting to see how that's going to impact Wrestling. I might be brilliant.
I'm a bad A mother trucking security guard, stopping all these robbings from happening.
Uh-huh. Oh, Fastlane went into the slow lane and then went into the handicap zone.
Me love cookie.
I'm really confused though, okay?
It's like having that new car smell. It's there for a minute and then as soon as you get in, it's gone.
You know, they say about a man with big feet.
It's not true.
Oh, you don't wear big shoes?
I got big shoes and big hands. It's not true.
The man's had a storybook career, and it could be wrote like a Stephen King novel.
The constipated Baron Corbin. I mean, the constable Baron Corbin.
It's so stupid.
Good old Clive, huh?
Yeah, old Clive, yeah.
I know Clive. He's my band. He owes me money.
Does he really?
Interview over. Get out of my office. Get out of my office!